From the Preface. One hot, muggy August afternoon, the inspiration to write Heroism and Genius struck me as I worked in the 17th-century rare books room of the library at the Casa Santa Maria, the graduate house of the Pontifical North American College in Rome's historic center. Thanks to Bishop Nicola de Angelis of the Diocese of Peterborough, I had come back to Rome almost unexpectedly, studying firstly for a licentiate in theology at the Lateran University, and then for a Ph.D. in philosophy at the Gregorian. As those years went by, the mind was quickened and the spirit renewed amid the ancient churches, catacombs, and cobble-stoned streets of the Eternal City, where linger not only memories, but mystic presence of so many saints and martyrs. How naturally a work like Heroism and Genius can be conceived in that setting, where so many men and women creatively and heroically poured out their life-blood for the most sublime and necessary of ideals, the honor of God through pursuit of the eternal salvation of souls. To stand in spirit among these great Christians is to penetrate not only the past but the present. They provoke you to question the status quo in society, in church, and, most urgently, in oneself. To leave their presence is to go forth with the soul invigorated unto emulation. Moreover, the closer one gets to these heroes and creators, the better one is able to see through them, and towering above them, the person of history's one flawless hero and one divine genius. In the most heroic and creative heart that has ever existed, that of the God-man, one recognizes the source of the ingenuity and courage that, century after century, empowers the Church to have her phoenix hour. One's conviction that he is the one who matters deepens, and that even a glimpse of him is enough to make life sublimely beautiful, while we journey in hope through often dark valleys toward the light of our eternal homeland. That is the impulse behind this work. It is also the inspiration for the new religious order of priests that has likewise been conceived in these years, the Society of Ignatians, www.societyofignatians.com. God willing, with the Church's approval, in a diocese of the United States of America, the first group of Ignatian candidates will officially begin their formation on the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola on July 31st, 2018.